Without further ado, let me introduce to you our new GM, Jason Botterill.
Jason Botterill played with the Sabres organization for about three seasons in the early 2000s, but more recently was gaining precious experience in management with the Pittsburgh Penguins organization. During Botterill's 10 years with that club, most recently as associate general manager, the Penguins won two Stanley Cup titles and are currently contending for another. Botterill is hoping to bring some of that winning swagger into Buffalo hockey.
Well, I think you have talented players here already, and it's going to be important that you continue to bring and try to help the players out as much as possible, bring more talent. And when I talk about development, it's just raising everybody's skill level that much to the next level.
Botterill replaces Tim Murray, who along with coach Dan Bylsma was let go on April 20th. When he discussed cleaning house last month, team co-owner Terry Pegula said he wanted to find a successor who would bring discipline, structure, character, and communication to the team. He was asked Thursday what he saw in his new hire.
He's pretty much done everything you can do in hockey, from being a player, like I said, being involved in evaluating, drafting, developing, and then molding those players between two teams.
Those two teams being the Penguins and their minor league affiliate, Wilkes-Barre Scranton. Botterill wants to improve the relationship between the Sabres and their American Hockey League partner, the Rochester Americans. He also faces the task of finding the Sabres' new head coach.
It will be a situation where I would like to go through those candidates. And then once we get down to whatever the finalists are, two or three or four different candidates, I feel very comfortable. Certainly we'll be bringing Terry and Kim involved with that process.
Botterill must also prepare for next month's National Hockey League player entry draft and decide which veteran players should be exposed as possible expansion draft picks for the new Vegas Golden Knights franchise. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.